Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
76240.
Thank you. 76240. Your first and last name, please.
Patricia Reller.
Thank you, ma'am. 1 minute, please. Ms. Reller, I do see a matching account. Would you let me know the address, please, for security starting with 38?
I need to know what this is. I've got two charges on my bank account that I don't know what they're for.
So this is a third-party call center that you're calling right now, and we have 200 companies we work with. And when their customers call in, we ask for the zip, the first and last name, and we find the account, the company that charged them. And then you tell us what you want to do with the account.
Okay, so what do you need from me?
I'm looking at the address starting with 388. Would you confirm it so I know I'm speaking to Ms. Reller?
Yes, 3884 County Road 123, Gainesville, Texas.
Thank you. And your account is coming up so I can see the details. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
I do see the online order here. So this is the Messina says Keurig. So you paid $5.74.
What
do you
is
know
it?
That charge? Do you know that charge? The $5.74, do you know it?
No, I do not.
Okay. 1 minute for me, please. So it's the Keurig coffee maker. It's the sweepstakes paying the $5.74 shipping and not shipping and handling, but $5.74 to buy the ticket, the sweepstakes ticket to try to win a Keurig coffee maker. And then you would charge the online discount store membership.
Okay. Their ad was very misleading. I did not know I was signing up for anything that was going to be charged. It came up and said a free Keurig coffee maker.
So you did not know you were doing a sweepstakes?
No, I did not.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even know what a membership would be, and I've already been charged $67.32. Also, I need this taken care of.
So, what do you want?
I want this money refunded and them to never charge me again.
Okay, so I see here now for the company. They're able to give you a 35% refund.
For something I didn't. Wow.
Give me 1 minute. I'm looking to see what. They do have a 50% refund for the $67.32.
What is the $67.32 for?
That's for the online discount store, the membership.
I didn't sign on up for an online discount store.
Yeah, the terms and conditions are very serious because they tell you the full offer. It's not just the free gift, the free sweepstakes, you know?
Okay, I guess I need the best refund that I can get then and get them off of my name away from them. This is fraud and I will turn it in as such.
1 minute for me, please. Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
I don't know how people get by with this crap.
I'm still here. Thank you, Miss. Is it Rudy or Rudy?
Rudy.
Thank you, Ms. Rudy.
That's actually not my name.
What
that's
do you mean?
My maiden name.
Okay. So did you order this at all? Did you order this at all at 574? Or you said
no.
That you did order it thinking it was a coffee maker?
No, I saw that it was to enter a sweepstakes. I didn't see that you had to pay anything.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't give them authorization to charge my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where they got the name of Rudy.
Yeah, sometimes when we buy something else, these from our credit card comes these, the opening up of other accounts. Now this, but if you, did you actually ask for that sweepstakes?
No, I did not.
So it just, you looked at it and then it still ordered it when you looked at
yes.
it?
Yes, I mm-hmm. looked at it. And when I saw, because their ad comes up as sign up for a free Keurig.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was it. It didn't say anything about sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm.
Or that they were going to charge me anything.
Okay. Ms. Rudy, right now the company is giving you back the full $67.32.
Okay.
Okay, now. You've already had the sweepstakes, $574. They put your name in for the sweepstakes.
Whatever. If they're not going to give that back, that's fine. This is a freaking joke. I can't believe this.
The company did give it back. You have the $574 refund.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 1 minute, please. Thank you. And that's 3 to 5 business days that gets refunded.
Okay.
And your email, which we have for being PattyReller@yahoo.com.
Yes.
You can check there for the refund notification in 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
And if it's not there, check your junk mail and your spam.
Okay.
Almost done.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let me give you the cancellation number for your records.
Okay. I'm ready.
That number is C like cat.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's 263-552-496.
Okay.
And 1 more minute and I'll be finished. Thank you for calling, for your patience, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, any more questions? ma'am.
No, I appreciate all your help. Thank you very much.
The best to you, ma'am. I want to thank you for calling customer support and have a great day and happy new year, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.